That's the way we got our fodder. Then if we got the fodder, we'd go back and pull out corn and throw it in the wagon and haul it to the barn and throw it over in the barn. Then if we need it, you had the shuckers, you see. Then we fed the shucks to the cows, which had stalls all around the other barns for the cow stalls. They pastured together, but they had separate places.
Was there
in the
different
barn.
Name for each one?
No, just called them cow stall, mule stall.
Okay, that served it. Okay, and the same thing with horses?
Yeah, and the horses and mules stayed together.
They stayed together, you see. Okay, did you have any other animals?
Oh, yeah, we had hogs.
Okay, where'd you keep them?
You had what you call a hog pen. Well, you had a little, well, they had young calves, you had a little stall built separate where you let them nurse so long and take them away from the cow and put them over there in the little stall, keep them separated. If you didn't, see, they'd get all the milk and you wouldn't get any.
I see.
See, back then you milked my hens, you didn't know what a milker was.
I tried that one time and I got me a cup. That's interesting. Did you have to milk the cows?
Oh, sure.
Milk?
I was milking.
No, you were spoiled.
Mother and Daddy usually done most of that. But at one time, all of them got down with the flu, except me and one of my sisters was 4 years older than I. And we had 6 mules and horses to feed, 4 cows to milk, and 8 or 10 hogs to feed. Nobody up, just me and her. And I was, I think, 12 or 13, and she was yellowback grown. We had all them materials. Had to shuck corn. You give each mule about 8 ears of corn apiece and a bundle of fodder and a pitchfork full of hay for a meal. And you had to give each one of them that. And you can imagine what we had to do.
I bet you thought it would never get done, didn't you? Did you do it once a day or twice a day?
That had to come 3 times a day.
3 times?
Just milk. Yeah, you see, when you was plowing them mules, you had to feed them. They had to have a dinner. We got up while mother's cooking breakfast. We went out and fed the mules while they could get through eating. Then we'd come back in the house and eat. Then we'd go catch them out.
Catch them out?
Yeah, put a bridle on them. You had to catch them and harness them up. Get ready to go to plow. You had to put the collar on and hang traces. All such as that. Back man. Yeah.
Did you ever use the mules and horses for riding a wagon?
Oh yeah, they did all that.
How did you hitch them up?
Well, you had to put your harness on them. Then you had trace change you put to the wagon. And had a wagon tongue. If it's single, you had a double tongue. You backed them in at what called shags for a single. And a double is called a tongue. Put a mule on each side. But if you hitch one single, it had shaves and he'd come between them. Just backed him up in there and his harness on that. So you had leather straps for your shaves to go in and you had a single tree back here for him to hook to pull it. Then you had lines to run back there and you'd get up in the wagon, buggy, ride. Well, it's called how many you hooch to it. Was had the shave is just one.
Okay.